The Holy Gospel of this day, a reading from the book of St. John in the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen. Yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I was looking at this again, and I was reminded of something that happened some years ago. I won't tell you how many. There was a 3-year-old who was being baptized, and I happened to be in attendance at this baptism, and I was watching carefully what my colleague was doing, and at the end of it, he said this. He said, You are now, with his hand on her head, you are now a child of God who is sealed with the Holy Spirit, and you belong to Jesus forever. And she looked up at him and went, uh-oh. Because now God knows. And Jesus says to Nicodemus, got news, God knows. And the funny thing about God knowing is just this. We're talking two different languages, you'll notice, as this discussion opens. It's like a friend of mine. They were playing Trivial Pursuit one night. I know, old board game. They're playing Trivial Pursuit, and this was in the nature and science category. This person got this question. So if you're standing in a vacuum and somebody calls your name, do you hear it? Whereupon this person made the very smart reply, is it on or is it off? Two different languages entirely, got right by ya. You didn't get a grip on that one at all. Which is what's happening here. You haven't got a grip on it yet. You will. And then Jesus explains it to Nicodemus plainly about here's the deal. Notice, and I'm hardcore. You've heard me about this. I'm hardcore on this. 17 has to go with 16. Quoting 16 alone isn't good enough. Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it's to save souls, but 17 is the important part about how it's not here. It's not here. It's all out there. Because Jesus came to save the whole world. And how you do that, somebody asked this of me once, how do you do that? And I went one person at a time. And as I was doing ministry some years ago, I came across this example from a prison chaplain who'd got it from one of the arresting officers. He said, we had the strangest thing last night. Now, I'm warning you, this is a rough tale, this one. Here's how we save souls. Officer and wife live above the local jail. This is a small, rural, local jail that feeds into the city system, that feeds the federal penitentiary, which is around the corner, way out in the middle of a field, on a hill, no less. So if you're going to escape, I can see you running for 3 days. Well, you know that one. It's like standing on the prairies where I can see my dog running away for 3 days and I still know where they are. There are places like that in Saskatchewan where it can be done. This happened to be in Manitoba, and they're living above the jail. Now, her husband's at work, so she goes down to call him for supper, and this woman hears sobbing. Sobbing going on in the corner of a cell. And the sobbing that's going on is coming from a boy who's 9 years old. And he is crying his heart out. And she finally gets him to pause long enough between the sobs to understand why he's there. He's there because he got angry at his sister. Now, normally getting angry at a sibling wouldn't be a whole big deal. But this one's serious. That's because, see, he was so angry at his sister that in their foster home, he grabbed a hold of the shotgun that happened to be over in the corner, and he shot his sister to death. He's up for the death penalty at this point. Or something akin to it. He's going to be in the system forever. Case went to court. And in the meantime, what happened was they took the boy out of the cell. And these two people said, nah, you're secure. You can stay up here. And that was the first night he'd ever had a proper bed. Was the first night he slept upstairs. It was the first time he'd ever gotten 3 actual square meals because the foster family had way too many kids and it wasn't necessary that you were going to have enough food left on the table by the time you got to it to eat. He started to get fed and they took care of him, and eventually what happened was they petitioned to go on caring for him until he turned the age of majority. And then they said to him these words, which were really tough. They said, okay, now you got to go and get some more education. And he left. He was gone 4 years at university, came back. Now he's trained as a social worker, and he says, I'm moving in. And they went, excuse me? Well, they hadn't figured on this one happening, excuse me? And he said, no. And they said, look, we live in a jail. This is no place to live. And he said, no, this is not a jail. This is home. And that's what God says to us right now, is this is home.
I'm looking at my brothers and my sisters, my aunts and my uncles. I'm looking at my relatives because you guys are my second family. Yeah, I got one, but that's my other family. This is home. And I'd be telling you a tall tale if I didn't express the fact that, yeah, I'm concerned about next Sunday. I am. Because I'm concerned that you have the wisdom. I'm concerned that you have the vision. I'm concerned that you have the understanding as you vote, and I want nothing to do with it. Let me be plain. I want nothing to do with it at all, and you'll see that next Sunday. It's going to be one of the most interesting services I have ever led because I'm walking out about two-thirds of the way through it. It will be interesting, I guarantee. And then, yes, Denise, guess what? It's your turn to lead. That's next Sunday. But that's what God says is, I am here. I am in the midst of you. I am among you. And hey, I'm with you each and every day. Now, the only question we've got to figure out is this. When we got out of bed this morning, the question that's there and is always there is this one. Are you working with me or not for the furtherance of the kingdom? Amen.